I'm Julie Mooney, and this is Teaching Strides, Season 2, Episode 5. Teaching Strides is a podcast series featuring Mount Royal University faculty discussing some of their finest teaching practices. Teaching Strides is recorded and produced in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, in Treaty 7 territory, the traditional territories of the Niitsitapi Nations, which include the Siitsika, the Piikani, and the Kainai. We also acknowledge this place as the traditional lands of the Tsuut'ina Nation, Îyârhe Nakoda Nation, and the Métis Nation, Region 3. In Season 2, our featured guests share stories in teaching and learning, which we hope will inspire faculty colleagues throughout the Academy to engage in reflective thinking and interdisciplinary discussion about teaching and learning. Today we speak with Paul Brandt about the power of vulnerability, the veracity of experience. Paul Brandt is the most awarded male Canadian country singer in history. His 11 career albums have spawned hit singles, multiple Album of the Year awards, gold, platinum, and multi-platinum performances. As a recipient of the Queen's Diamond Jubilee Award and numerous other national and regional humanitarian nods, Paul is committed to meeting the needs of the world's poor through his Buck Spring Foundation. Paul is currently Mount Royal University's Storyteller in Residence, working alongside the Bissett School of Business on social and business enterprise projects using the power of story. Paul Brandt, welcome to Teaching Strides.
Thanks so much. It's great to be here with you.
So today you're talking to us about the power of vulnerability and the veracity of experience.
Yeah, you know, I'm really excited to be able to share a little bit about this. It's been it's something that I think that and when it comes to songwriting and storytelling and my experiences over the last 20 years being a songwriter, if you can bring yourself to a point where you are vulnerable, that's where the power starts to come in. So I'd love to share a little bit about that.
Before you share your story, tell us a little bit about the Storytellers in Residence role that you've assumed here at Mount Royal.
Yeah, you know, I've got a great background with Mount Royal University. I was here back in the Mount Royal College days when I was in the nursing program and working towards my, at that time, diploma in nursing, and ended up becoming an RN and working at the Alberta Children's Hospital. But, you know, always looking for opportunities to be able to work with the university and this idea of being the storyteller in residence, working with the Bissett School, a business school, where they take the Paul Brandt brand and they dissect it and they use it to do social and business enterprise projects. And I'll be sharing a little bit more about that in my story today.
So I'll invite you to share your story.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about this, and you know, I think I, along with about 26 million other people, are fans of the storyteller researcher Dr. Brené Brown. She had a 2010 TED Talk on vulnerability, and when I was thinking about what I wanted to share with you today, that came up. I credit a lot of the ideas in this story to her creativity and research. Humans find their purpose through connection and community, and that we all fear disconnection. To connect takes a risk, and that risk comes in the form of vulnerability. So taking this role as storyteller in residence here at MRU, it's probably as far off the beaten path as someone in my chosen profession could be. You know, normally you'd see me, you know, at a performance hall or, you know, at a hockey arena. So the opportunity to work with the School of Business here on these social and business enterprise projects was intriguing and exciting, but at the same time made me pretty nervous. It took me well out of my comfort zone. There's a part of me that gets my blood flowing because it's like, wow, you know, I'm on the edge. But being vulnerable enough to let people interact with you and let them be up close, especially when you've spent 20 years being on stage, it's intimidating. It really is. The things I think that go through your mind are, what if I'm not smart enough or interesting enough or relevant enough? You know, our first semester's project with the students involved working with them to create exhibits. The students created these exhibits and then they used them to help participants understand more clearly the cultural tensions, the abuse patterns, risk factors, and possible solutions to the need experienced by those caught in the cycle of violence and abuse, which lead to both human trafficking and the disappearance and murder of Indigenous women. In the final evening, we hosted an event with speakers including Albertan Indigenous leader Ruth Scalplock of the Abutan Society and former MP Joyce Smith, who's changed a lot of our laws here in Canada regarding human trafficking, and a former human trafficking victim named Katarina McLeod. Katarina McLeod, she shared her harrowing story of abuse and addiction, enslavement, and eventual emancipation. And it was a powerful account and one that I would guess no one in the audience that was there that night will ever forget. I've replayed that evening in my own head a number of times since and trying to figure out what it was that made her delivery so powerful, so unforgettable. I think I know what it was. Katerina had to reject the notion of shame and fear. Katerina had put the needs of others at risk of being trafficked before her own. And as Dr. Brown puts it, Katerina had to accept the concept of being, and I quote from her, willing to let go of what you think you should be to have the courage to be who you are. And that's really central to this story and to really, I think, my experience being here at Mount Royal as well. Later that evening, informed that a student from Mount Royal University had approached Katerina to let her know that she was being trafficked from Mount Royal University's campus and that she wanted help to escape. So that's the power of story. You know, when I look at the initial challenge I felt with regard to my being vulnerable enough to use my gifts and abilities in a way that would put me out of my comfort zone, it was exposing. And, you know, I had to let people into my own world. It seems kind of small, though, when you compare it to situations that many people around the world are dealing with. And yet, it's that vulnerability which connects us all. We all deal with feelings of inadequacy, of fear, a sense of unworthiness. But through living example and by elevating examples of being able to transcend this, you know, examples that we see with courageous people around us, educators can break through in ways that aren't only informative, but they're life-changing, right? Because really, what is a topic or a class or a diploma or a degree if it doesn't set a student up to have their life changed? And the students learn a couple of different things. You know, they learned that we have to be willing to go to places that make us feel a little bit uncomfortable sometimes to be able to create any kind of change. And they learned that they had the power to be able to actually change something. I'll never forget that moment being in the last class of the semester and revealing to them, explaining to them that you guys saved somebody's life. Like, this isn't just a class. You actually did something that moved the needle. And I know that they'll take that experience for the rest of their lives with them. And I think another thing that we really challenged them with in the process, and I think that something that any great class is going to do for a student, is to help them to define what the main thing is, what the grand why is. I've heard it described before, where they take the thing that is the most important to them, and then they chase after that, and they make that their value proposition. They make that the thing that is going to lead the decisions that they make. You know, I challenged them to, you know, you can go get a job after you finish this and you're clearly well qualified and ready for the workplace. But do you want to do something just to make money, or do you want to do something that is going to inspire you to push your boundaries, to make it great? I think a lot of them took it to heart.
We talk about educating the whole person, right? That actually cognitive learning is reinforced through experience and emotion, that the affective and the physical experience of our learning helps us to solidify the sort of cognitive understanding of concepts and theories. It sounds like this integration of, you know, educating the whole person is really at the heart of the practice that you're engaged with.
It's important to pay attention to the masters and pay attention to discipline. And at the same time, to go out and experience things so that you can make mistakes and get back up and try again. And you might just end up forging a bit of your own path at the same time. I think that what we're trying to do with the students is not let that fear of failure stop them from going in and experiencing some of these things and trying them out and seeing how they work. That's really where I think the power of education lies.
If you were to have a colleague listen to this episode of Teaching Strides and then come up to you later and say, you know, I heard what you talked about and I'd really like to incorporate some of these philosophies of education into my own teaching practice. Is there any sort of lessons learned along the way that you might pass on to them?
Every single room, every single semester, every single class that comes in, they're all going to have a little bit of a different personality. And you walk in the room and you get good at reading it. The only way you're going to get there is if people feel like they can trust you, and if people feel like you've been real enough and vulnerable enough, not in an exploitative way where you're just laying all your dirty laundry on the table, but in a way where you're willing to expose a little bit of who you are so that they can tell that you're real. That's where the connection points come. But how can you push yourself and challenge yourself to sort of shake it up enough to make it real for every single student?
What would you say, what motivates you to want to keep pushing yourself like that?
It has a lot to do with my own personal faith walk. I think that it's important to be willing to share the things that you think are important, and at the same time to do that in a respectful and a gentle way. And for me, using my gifts and abilities in music and storytelling to pour into other people, it's an extension of that faith. It gives me a sense of purpose, and I love doing it. Like this has been one of the most pleasant surprises, I think, in my entire career, getting to work here at Mount Royal. You know, I had the unique experience of coming at all of this from a nursing profession, which is a very holistic, caring kind of a profession that looks at the whole person, physical, psychosocial, spiritual, all those different, you know, angles. And it requires a great deal of sensitivity. And really, you know, people, I remember back in, you know, the early 90s, we talked about the art of nursing. And there really is, I think, an art in educating too, where, you know, you're looking at the entire person and trying to figure out what it is that makes them tick and how their worldview interacts with yours. We want a relationship. People don't want to just have someone at the front reading off of a bunch of notes. They want to have someone who really does care about the outcome.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with us, Paul.
Thanks for the opportunity.
This has been Episode 5 of Teaching Strides, Season 2. Join us next time when Professor Richard Harrison shares his story, Writing Your Own Poems is Stepping Out of Your Way.
A lot of people say, well, you can't teach creativity, you can't teach art, you can't teach creative writing. You can teach craft. Art is something else.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the Teaching Strides series on iTunes. Visit us at teachingstrides.ca, where we post guest bios and photos, and where you can sign up for email alerts and our RSS feed. Teaching Strides is a production of the Academic Development Center at Mount Royal University.